Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Not playing it safe. Sometimes I like to think about counterfactual history. That means thinking about the what-ifs of historical events. What if George Washington had been killed in battle? What if a congressman had voted a different way? And so on. Here's one I was thinking about as I read the book of Acts. What if Paul had prayed, God, keep me safe? Over the last few chapters of Acts, Paul has the opportunity to share the gospel with the Jewish Sanhedrin, Claudius Lysias, a Roman garrison commander, two Roman governors, Felix and Festus, Ananias, the high priest in Israel, Tertullus, a noted attorney, King Agrippa and his wife Bernice, a Roman centurion named Julius, Publius, the chief Roman official on Malta, the leading Jews in Rome, and the Roman Caesar. That's quite an impressive list, but here's the deal. Paul only got to speak to these high-ranking and influential people because he was a prisoner. Paul could have prayed for a safe life. He could have run away. He could have disobeyed. Instead, he was willing to let God use him anytime, any place, any way. Isn't that really the opening line of the Lord's Prayer? Your kingdom come, your will be done. Is that what I really want? Or do I want to play it safe? Phillips Brooks had another thought about how we should pray. Do not pray for easy lives, pray to be stronger men. Do not pray for tasks equal to your powers, but pray for powers equal to your tasks. Then doing of your work shall be no miracle, but you shall be a miracle. I don't want to play it safe. I want to be strong enough, obedient enough, and willing enough to let God use me anytime, any place, any way. I hope you will join me in that prayer.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out CraigTOwens.com.